Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go! Welcome to another week, another day of shows. Morning, studio.
Morning.
By the way, it's a holiday. Happy President's Day. Who cares? I mean, it's President's Day. Who cares, right? Yeah. It's not a real holiday. I don't get a gift, so who gives a crap? Or there's no good food, so who gives a crap? So that being said, we are working today. And I mentioned it on the show Thursday and Friday. To be completely honest, we were told we could have the day off. But we did not choose to have the day off.
No, you didn't choose. We chose to.
Me and the mouse in my pocket chose.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you took a poll of the room, I'd say we'd all vote day off.
But we did not. We're here for you today because that's what we do. Thank you. Let's get started and go around the room. Everybody's got 15 seconds. Did I say morning studio?
No. Oh, yes, yes,
you did. Let's do it again for the heck of it.
Yeah, I love it. Go
morning
ahead.
Studio.
Morning.
Thank you very much. Let's go up first. He keeps finding money. And he's trying to slim down his tummy. Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody.
So a few days ago, Amy came in and said there was a movie on Netflix called My Place or Yours. She said it was great.
Is that the one with Kutcher?
Kutcher and Witherspoon.
Reese, yeah. Okay.
And then Mike D came on and said, no, it's not good. He disagreed with her. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go on Amy's side. I'm going to watch it, give it a chance. Amy, this movie is terrible. It is not good. And you know what? The storyline's not bad, but Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher, their acting was so bad.
Bones, what?
It was unwatchable.
Oh.
It is not unwatchable.
Wow. Did you not finish it?
32% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
So, wow. Obviously, Reese Witherspoon's a great actor and Ashton Kutcher's a pretty good actor.
Obviously.
Was it because their chemistry seemed weird, do you think?
That definitely was weird. They were in two different places, you know, for most of the movie. So it just felt like they were going through lines. They weren't really even talking to each other. Very weird, Bones, but I have a theory.
Go.
I think it's because we're making so much content for all these streaming services. They're spitting out these movies so quick. They're not even trying anymore.
They didn't write a script. They just said, okay, guys, I don't know. You're at the restaurant. Go. Let's just see what we like.
Yeah, man. This was not good.
It's all improv the whole time.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I loved it.
Rate it. Eddie, rate it, though. Give it some sort of out of five.
I'm going to go one poker chip out of five.
One?
One poker chip.
Do you regret spending time watching it?
Yeah, dude. I didn't even finish the last 30 minutes of the movie. I'm like, I'm not.
So you didn't even get to the best part.
I was like, I want to see the end, but I'm like, not really. Not that bad.
Dang. Okay. He sometimes is loud and seems scary, but he all the time is very hairy. That's right. Lunchbox, everybody. Like,
I'm a businessman making business deals, trying to get that money. And I got a business partner over there in Mr. Bobby Bones. And so I need to come to my business partner. I have a business question for you.
First of all, I've seen no business in our partnership. He has made money off these shoes that we bought. I haven't seen a single dollar. And he claims that we've made money. Nothing. I haven't seen one crispy nickel from this.
I mean, you got like another like 8 days and you're going to see a big old fat check.
Okay, so thank you. I'd like to see that in 8 days or so. But
yes.
What's your question?
We only have a couple pairs of shoes left and I am ready to hit go live on eBay right after this segment.
Yes.
But I need to know do we want to sell our last pair of Yeezys, or do we need to hold on to them? Are they going to become a collector's item?
Oh, great question. Sell. And sell right now because I want my money. Remember that first song Rihanna did at the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yeah. What's that called? Where's
Umbrella?
My money? No, B, Better Have My Money.
Yeah.
That's you.
Oh. LB Better, well, I just
thought LB Better Have My Money. Good one.
I just thought because Yeezys are not being made anymore, if we hold these on for 2 years, they could be worth $10,000.
It could. They won't. And I don't trust you to keep them for 2 years. So LB Better Have My Money in 8 days or so. So push go live, and we're going to sell them. What size are they?
They're 10 and a half.
Universal.
Wow. I mean, they are money.
How much are we selling them for?
The opening bid is $5.
Wow.
$5 for Yeezys?
I'm in. Let's go. Wow. Okay. No, we don't keep them for...
Okay,
they aren't making them anymore, and Adidas is losing billions of dollars because they have all these Yeezys they can't even sell now.
Which is crazy.
See, they have all those Yeezys, so why would we want to get in that market?
I was just saying, I mean, it was a business decision.
Don't call me your business partner because I don't like that.
No, we are business partners.
I've not made a single dollar. But okay.
Well, neither have I.
Thank you. You have all our
money. Reinvested it in the business.
Thank you. Oh, no. She's a mama, too, and she brings the morning corny to you. Here she is, Amy.
So I finally found a show that my son and I can watch together that I also enjoy, because normally he wants to watch Clone Wars or some sort of cartoon situation that's no good. Well, there's a show called Special Forces, World's Toughest Test, and it's celebrities that are working with special ops guys, and they're taking them through different scenarios, seeing if they could survive. And if they tap out of anything, they're off the show. And so Jamie Lynn Spears is on there, Montel Jordan, Dr. Drew.
Kate, it's on Fox, right?
It's on Fox, but I'm watching it. I don't know when it came out, but I started episode one on Hulu, and we're watching it, through there. And we only do we don't even do a whole episode a night. It's like 15, 20 minutes before we go read before it's bedtime. And Kate Plus Eight, Kate Gosselin, she's on there. But Stevenson just laughs because they can't. Some of them are dying.
Oh, he likes to see them fail?
Yeah, he's just he thinks, and he doesn't know who any of these celebrities are, but when they're really struggling, because it's so hard, they're crying. Oh, Hannah, Bachelorette.
Hannah Brown.
Hannah Brown.
Got it.
She's on there. She's pretty tough, I gotta say. I've been impressed with her skills. But they're just put to the test in these things, and they're in agony, and he just laughs.
Do you like it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's entertaining. Yeah. For me, I'd much rather watch something like this than Clone Wars.
So Jamie Lynn Spears, who I do know, she messaged me and she was like, hey, I just recommend you to the producers to do this show.
I thought about you.
I was like, I'm good.
I'm good.
I don't want to do the show. It looks great, and that's hard. Dwight Howard was on, I saw, and
You've been training for something, though.
Yeah,
this isn't it.
Are you sure?
And I think I would get on and do really well.
That was my question for you. Wow, that's crazy. I didn't know she sent you that note.
Mm-hmm. She was like, did she have to? I don't want to spoil it.
Did she what?
Nothing. But she was like, hey, I did it. It was really hard. But the producers were like, hey, who do you know that would be good at this? So she told them me. And then I was like, hey, we'd love to do it. I just am not going to go live in the Middle East and miss this show. I was able to do that in Costa Rica because we had the internet connection.
Yeah.
And that was my show. So I could go, I need it. I don't want to leave this show. We're here working on President's Day.
Right.
That's right. You got to work.
Yeah. But I'm glad that you like the show.
Yeah, it's pretty good. They even do interrogation where they put the black, pillowcase over their head and they take them to get meetings.
They beat them.
They don't know where they're going. It's pretty wild.
Okay. Thank you. And that's called Special Forces, World's Toughest Test.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he's known for being on TV. And for his next show, I guess we'll wait and see, Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Thank you. Clap your hands, everybody. Thank you. I need it. It's a whistle. Just a little quick announcement here. So we did the show called 25 Whistles that DraftKings Sportsbook hired me to do, and I brought on a bunch of friends, and we did the show. And the goal was just to do 25 episodes because that's what they wanted us to do. So we called it 25 Whistles, and at the end of every show, we'd blow a whistle and be like, that's the end of the show. So we're going to do – they just got re-signed for 6 more weeks before we retire for basketball season. So I'd like to thank all of our listeners who, I guess, gambled. I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Probably bet a bunch of money.
Smiles.
And made.
More smiles than frowns, yeah. So we're going to do 6 more weeks through the end of college basketball, and then we're done. But they re-signed us to or just continue the deal for 6 weeks. So you can still find it. 25 Whistles is our podcast, and we do that every episode.
That's a good whistle blow right there.
It's early in the morning. I just want to wake everybody up.
They're up now.
You know? All right, that's what's up. Let's get the show started. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, whoa, Bobby. I was wondering what your personal opinion would be on how to help a kid that has OCD tendencies. I know you've talked about it yourself. I have a 5-year-old who's showing signs of being OCD. Examples. He has to give a certain amount of hugs when he's saying bye. He won't let anyone open doors other than him. I thought he would grow out of it. Unfortunately, he has not. His pediatrician is aware, but I just wanted to see your advice to a parent since you personally deal with this. And also, did you deal with it as a child? Much love. Signed, obviously, could use direction, which is OCD mom. Obviously could use direction.
Yeah,
I see what she did
OCD.
There. OCD mom. So I'm going to be serious for a second in that I cannot give you real life advice on what to do for a child that is exhibiting these early signs. Well, we talk about a lot of relationship stuff. I'm like, I'm an expert. But I am a doctor, but not in this.
Of letters.
And I know your pediatrician is aware, but I don't think a general practitioner type doctor is going to have the knowledge to even understand how significant this can be, especially if you don't find the root of it early. I did not really have a lot of OCD stuff as a young kid that I know of because that wasn't a thing. I was very obsessive about getting things. And maybe I was, but OCD wasn't a thing when I was a kid. Probably was, but not in rural Arkansas. And so we didn't have therapy. We didn't have that kind of stuff. Again, we did, but we didn't because there were other priorities. Eating, paying the bills. So what I would do is I would definitely find someone who specializes and has an education in this for kids. I know my root now. My root is I did not have a lot of control of things growing up. Where I lived, when I ate, just in general, like the fundamental things you should have, I didn't always have them, so I didn't have control in that, so I wanted to get control in other ways. And so I still have these things, and it's a control thing. I feel like, well, I can control this. I can control if I black this out, it's gone. If I go here at this time, this minute, it's a control thing. And I have combated it in a lot of ways, and I'm dealing with some of the slightly unhealthy parts of it now. But I do think there are some tendencies, though, that actually are good for me as well. So my advice is go and find somebody who's an expert in it, not me. I do have some OCD-type tendencies. When I talk about control, I've had a lot of security issues. Now, in the past year or so, I hate to say this, it's been pretty good. I don't believe in the jinx, but just in case it is a jinx, you know? But in my career, you know, I've had a gun up to my head. I've been jumped outside of work. I've had my house broken into. I've had multiple death threats. And so you don't have control. You lose control. You feel like, wow, anybody could kill me at any time. And so you don't. So then you become extremely OCD about things that could affect that. I go in through and I check the locks in my house. Every single one of them, I go on the same circular path in every window and every room that we don't even go into. Check every single thing, right? And then, but if I can't remember when I lay in bed, me hitting every single one of them, like I will do a checklist. And if I can't remember, or I like zoned out, I have to go do it all again. I have a security code type thing but I do that because I don't have control. And so there's something in me that was like, I don't have control, so I need to find these other ways to find it. I'm not saying that's happening with your kid, but that's what happened with me. But I would go and talk to someone who knows that it could be significant. Because what's starting off as a number of hugs could be, I never want to leave the house.
Yeah.
And it could get serious. But I black everything out. It looks like government redacted files over here.
What about your timing things? Is that part of it?
Yes. Okay. But which part of it, though?
Like whenever you go out to eat and you're like, oh, my order starts now. And then you pull your clock out and you start timing it.
I don't time an order. You made that up. No. I time everything else. I don't time an order. Now you're making me sound like a jerk.
I see your...
No, your dad was the one that put the money on the table and pulled a dollar back when they didn't get it.
That would be my dad. Yeah. No, I'm just one. Like, you do pull your
I do
clock
time,
out a lot.
I do time stuff, mostly because I want to know where I am.
Mm.
It's mostly me.
Not right? How long it takes.
Yeah, no, not how long it takes.
I just use that as an example.
And when we fly, sometimes I do that.
That's right.
As soon as we lift off, I hit start on the timer. Because my fear is that all electricity or something shoots off and it goes down. I can't see anything. I don't know what time it is. We're changing time zones. I want to know exactly what time it is and how long we've been in the air.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And all my time stuff about being on time. Right, but it doesn't affect me in a terrible way.
No.
It is quirky. But I don't want this to happen to our kid where he ends up like me or worse.
Right.
So good luck. Go to a specialist. It's awesome that you asked, though. It means you care. And you realize it's a real thing.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number Smart Bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month. And when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
I just want you to know that I support you, Amy.
Okay.
And the show is going to give you crap for this. And I will too. But I want you to know it's fun. We're just having a good time here on the show. And I appreciate you sharing this with us, okay?
Okay.
Do you want to tell them about your energy healer that you went to?
Sure.
Energy healer?
I told you.
I know. So they're not, it's like some people aren't ready for it, you know?
And I'm probably going to join in a little bit too, right? But I'm just letting you know it's all out of love and friendship. Mm-hmm. And this is what we do here.
Yeah.
So I may join in a lot, actually. Okay. But go ahead. You went to an energy healer.
Yes.
And why? And what is it?
Well, my friend was telling me about it, and she had gone to her. So then she gifted me the appointment. And I was like, okay, I am open. And listen, I know going into it, I'm like, okay, this is a little woo-woo. But when I laid on the table, I just kept my palms
are
up.
Are you naked?
No, I had clothes on.
Are they like robe clothes or are they normal clothes?
My clothes.
Okay.
I just walked in, laid down, and then the whole time she was working, I just kept saying like, stay open to this, stay open to this.
What's the music playing?
Ooh, good question.
I don't think she had any.
Are there candles,
just her.
Lights?
What? And listen, here's the thing. Like, she barely touched my body. Her hands were just hovering over my body, and she was moving the...
Somebody paid for this?
She was moving the negative energy. Mine was going out of my feet.
Uh-huh.
But it can go out of other areas, too. And... because we're energy. Like, listen, there's other people do acupuncture. They used to think probably that was a little crazy. Maybe some people still do.
I've done acupuncture for injuries.
Okay, that's what that is, moving blocked energy.
Didn't work.
I throws that in there.
Okay, well, were you open to it?
I was open to anything because my body was injured.
And that's physically doing something. Like, she was just hovering her hands over
you? The needles were hovering over my shoulder.
They were in you.
She is an energy healer. So she took it and then moved it. And then occasionally she would like just put her hand somewhere. What's crazy is she was like, I'm feeling some things around your like energy around your throat. And that is when I'm in therapy and something comes up for me or if something's hard and I've learned through my therapist to really pay attention to my body and see what I feel. And I instantly have to put my hand on my throat because that's where I feel it first. Everybody has different spots where stuff shows up, and mine's always my throat. And she was hovering over my throat, talking about blockage there. And I was like, oh, that's where I sort of like, when things come up for me, I grab my throat.
Okay.
How much you pay? How much does this cost?
Yes, you didn't pay for it, but do you know how much it costs?
Ish.
Okay, ish what?
I know ish of what it costs.
Okay, what?
Well, the price of a massage.
So like $100.
Yeah.
So she hovers for $100?
For an hour?
$100. But listen, speaking of massage, that's another form of energy.
No, that feels good. That's not energy. That's muscles.
But
being
that's
touching
moving
you.
The energy.
No, there's no hovering.
Knots
if I went to
body.
A massage and they were going to hoversage me, I'd be like, give my money back.
But all of it is related to energy.
Not really.
We are energy.
Yeah.
Energy is everywhere. You know when you enter a room, sometimes if there's bad energy, like you feel the vibes.
You mean like juju?
You mean like if somebody's just a jerk in a room and you're like, I don't want to be around them?
That's bad energy.
No, all you got to do is hover above them and it'll change.
No, I don't have I don't know how to hover it out of them. I don't know how she has this.
Are there any crystals in the room?
I'm telling you.
Nice.
I didn't notice any, but those have energy. Listen.
Oh my God. A poster of Miss Cleo?
No, I know this sounds so wild, but... when I stood up, I was so relaxed. I haven't felt
you
that.
You took a nap on a table.
Yeah, you were laying there.
No, but even if I lay down doing anything else, something was different. When I stood up, I was like, oh. And then I slept the best that I've slept in years.
I support you.
Oh my goodness.
I also make fun of you.
Yeah.
Because it does seem, I would never do that. I would never pay somebody to hover. I just don't believe that's going to actually do anything to me. But I can't prove it didn't.
No, it went out her feet, man.
She's not just hovering. She's moving.
I'd like for mine to come on my butt because I have such digestion issues that I wish she would just hover out.
Well, that would make sense because other stuff comes out of this.
Well, it's like an actual way to come out.
Correct.
She can do that.
She might unblock some stuff in your stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
So, hey, Amy, are you going to go back and pay now?
Maybe.
Great question. Great question.
That sleep was so good. Yes, if there's more work to be done.
There's always more work to be done with people like that.
A lot more work.
A lot more. It never stops, actually.
Well, I know myself. I am a constant work.
You believe that she somehow...
Listen,
listen.
I'm open to it.
No.
That's what I like saying.
Do you believe that there's... Okay. Is there a probability that she did something hovering and removed some bad stuff from your body?
Yes.
Okay. You have every right to believe that.
Thank you, Bobby.
Do you actually believe that?
But it doesn't mean I'm right.
Amy, I feel
like I'm right, but it doesn't mean I'm right because I can't prove it, and she can't prove that she's wrong or right either.
But Amy is like the walking, like, oh my gosh, gold ball, I'll pay for anything. It's like when she went to that doctor, and the doctor would just hold up a thing of pills, and if she could pull Amy's fingers apart, oh, you need those pills.
Energy.
What? Amy goes to these spooky...
Listen, didn't you have an issue with your energy bill recently?
Where they came
and charged your...
Oh, yeah,
you ever think that maybe... It was just...
That's energy.
That's bad energy.
Now
bad
that
energy.
I've moved energy, maybe my energy is going to be lower. But the pill thing, my mother-in-law gifted that to me, and I love how he's bringing up something from like 17 years ago. But still, there is... Some people really believe there is something to that. I don't know.
I'm proud of you for trying new stuff.
Yeah. I feel like just the, okay.
It is wacky. I want our listeners to know, I think this is completely whack. So a lot of times you guys say stuff and it gets me in trouble because they just think apparently all of you are me, mm-hmm. which is not the case. This is not my thing. This is Amy's thing. But I'm going to support you if it makes you feel better, because that's what it's all about.
And I'm not saying it's totally my thing. It's a new thing that I'm mm-hmm. open to.
I need to get me an energy healer.
And I
need to be an energy healer.
Yeah, I know. Think about that. You beat me to it.
That'd be awesome.
It's such an easy job.
Come here and hover over me.
Yeah. Listen.
During the break, can you hover me?
Yeah.
And does she talk to you? Like, what does she say while she's hovering?
Yeah, there's talking. And look, I don't know why God gives certain gifts to people, but mm-hmm. he designed us as energy.
Some people can run fast. Some people are really smart. Some people hover the crap out of you. Right?
Okay, it's not just hovering again. It's hovering and moving.
Yeah, of course it is. Mm.
And then she said, I was going to feel a tingly thing possibly down my leg, and I felt it.
Yeah, because she told you to feel that.
And that's when the energy was moving like a ripple effect out my leg.
Yeah. Okay, well, let us know if you go again. Okay. I hope you feel better.
I do.
There's a lot of placebo-type things that actually do work.
And
it's not a placebo if it works. Even if it is a placebo and then it works, it ain't a placebo because it actually worked. So good for you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you feel energized.
Thank you for allowing me this safe space.
It couldn't be any safer.
To share
sure.
something,
be any safer.
Something that Anytime. I did that other people mm-hmm. might want to try.
Yep. All right, I got to go. I got a crystal ball psychic out waiting for me to do the after. So I'm going to go do that real quick. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I want to go over to Brad in Ohio, who's got to tell me something good to share with us. Hey, Brad, what's going on?
Hey, Bobby. Hey, studio.
Tell us your story here.
So last year I was caddying in a tournament at a golf course and went into cardiac arrest. And luckily there was a retired firefighter who was volunteering who started CPR. Did CPR for about 5 minutes. I was shocked by an AED twice. Was in the hospital for a week.
Wow.
And all good, and 2 weeks later, we had our second child.
Hold on a minute. Let's rewind for a second. So you're caddying. Are you like a real caddy, or was it like one of these fun events where Eddie was like my caddy?
No, it was actually a U.S. Open qualifier at the club I belong to, and there was a kid there who didn't have a caddy, and so I volunteered to caddy for him.
First of all, he's volunteering for a kid.
That's awesome.
Help a kid. Look at this guy. And then what do you remember? What's the last thing you remember before – I don't know, you woke up?
I vaguely remember like the hole before it happened. So I remember like him teeing off on that hole, but then it happened on the green. And I don't remember. The next thing I remember is waking up in the ambulance.
Wow.
And when you wake up in an ambulance like you did, do you remember being mm-hmm. so confused?
Yeah, I was pretty out of it. They were getting me to chew a Bayer aspirin and trying to get my phone to call my wife.
And so when you were told the story about the guy who did the compressions and the, what's it called, the defibrillator, basically?
Yeah, AED.
Did you ever go meet with him after?
I haven't. I have his information. I want to reach out to him, but it's just kind of one of those, like, not scared to, but, it's just kind of like an emotional type thing.
Yeah. Did he do mouth-to-mouth?
That I don't know. All I know is what I was told.
Hey, better not to know then.
That's why he doesn't want
to
ask.
Better not to know. That's right.
Yeah.
He woke up and he was like, I feel like Copenhagen for some reason.
Apparently I was told I sat up and said, okay, let's go. And they're like, no, you can't go.
Crazy that you are here talking to us today and that you had a kid 2 weeks later. I mean, do you just feel so blessed?
I do. So I use my story to tell people to get CPR trained so you could save someone else's life.
Man, that's a great story, Brad. I really appreciate you sharing that with us. I hope you have an awesome day. And this was last year, you say?
Yeah, last June.
Well, congrats on the baby. And what are you if you're not one? Is it still a baby? Or is it not toddler yet? Toddler's
infant.
Like two. Infant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's infant, then there's toddler, then there's...
Then there's pain in the butt.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, pain in the butt. Okay. Hey, Brad, have a great day, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks,
see you, buddy.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I've been waiting 15 years for this, maybe 20. Taylor Hicks is coming in studio. Now, Taylor Hicks was my favorite ever on American Idol back in the day. I used to buy the clothes he wore on that show.
Yep.
Voted for him over and over again. But Taylor Hicks is in the Hyundai green room right now. He has a brand new song that's really good called Porch Swing. He's going to perform for us. So you guys can listen to the segment or not. It doesn't matter. I'm going to be in my own little world here with Taylor Hicks.
You don't care.
I don't care. This one's for me. Hey, this one's for the boy here, okay? Taylor Hicks coming in studio to perform next.
Hyundai is celebrating the 10-year journey of the Bobby Bones Show.
Live from Nashville.
Just want to say love your show.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
I've been waiting since 2006 to do this next interview. That's a long time.
Yeah.
I've been a Taylor Hicks fan since the minute I saw his pretty face and abnormally premature gray hair. And I'm asking about that. Like, he was in his 20s. He was already gray on American Idol way back in the day. But man, it's Soul Patrol. Like, I was in the group, I voted for him. But the thing about Taylor Hicks is, like, way back in the day, he discovered he had perfect pitch when he was able to recognize the pitches of random things, like a car driving by. So we'll get into that hopefully in a second. He's such a good singer. He's got this new song called Porch Swing. So, you guys can... You can leave if you want. This is just a moment for Taylor and I.
Just let you be.
I've been waiting for this for a long time. Here he is, Taylor Hicks.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Taylor Hicks.
I've been waiting my whole life for this, Taylor.
Well,
I'm just letting you know right now.
I didn't realize that you liked my white shoes, my white Billy White shoes.
Yeah,
Johnson
not like
shoes.
Love. You mispronounced the word love. Let me say this about Taylor Hicks. And I was obsessed for like 5 years.
I was going to say obsessed is the word.
Yeah, I was like, when you would perform, I'd be like, that's the kind of music I like. That's the guy, I bought shoes, the white shoes you had. I was just like, everything about that dude is what I like musically. I grew up in Arkansas and you're very soulful. I remember, did you do an Otis Redding song?
Oh, yeah. Well, Try a Little Tenderness.
Yep. And then you did, I know all of it. I'm just, you did a Queen song, but there was another, did you do a Sam Cooke? Did you do a Sam Cooke song?
I did. You Send Me.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Come on. Okay, look. So I've been trying for this event to happen for a long time, and I just got famous enough that you'd answer my call.
Oh, come on.
That's what it, right, come guys?
On. Yeah, that's
pretty
right.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
You know, I've been waiting for something really cool and organic to happen with this new music for 10 years, and everybody's been telling me, they were like, you've got to put this music out. It's great. It's this soulful southern thing that you got going on, and I just have really just been waiting on a really beautiful moment and time, and I get woken up by all of these amazing texts right before Christmas, and Bobby's talking about being a fan of, you know, of me, and the next thing I know, within 15 minutes, I mean, this is like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, oh, hell, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? And then Steve emails my agent and says, Bobby would love to have, you know, Taylor on. And I just was like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is exactly how I'm going to release new music. So it was a completely organic thing that's happened, and I can't thank y'all enough for making that happen for me. I really mean that.
Well, that's really cool. Taylor Hicks is here. Then let's just do this because I have a lot to talk about, but I would like to hear this song. So this is a new song called Porch Swing?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
Is it good or no?
Oh, it's great.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
It's great. It was actually Jason Deer and Jennifer Wayne and I wrote it probably about 8 or 9 years ago, and we just thought about this really iconic centerpiece of someone's household all over the country, and I was like, porch swing, because I grew up on a porch swing, so there's just a lot of things that happen around that particular centerpiece, and this one's about love and a porch swing. So
Jen Wayne, dear friend of mine as well.
Great writer.
Who's written a bunch of songs, is in Runaway June as well.
Mm-hmm.
Was a professional tennis player, do you know that?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I don't know anything. Okay, well, he's got it all covered then. Here he is with his new song, Porch Swing. Here is Taylor Hicks. I would like to say, first of all, I don't smoke. I've never smoked, but after that, I need a cigarette. You know what I mean?
It's some baby making music.
Man, that's awesome, dude. That's great. I mean, all you guys, John, the whole band, you guys are great.
Thank you.
Taylor, that's a great song.
I got more. Would you like to hear?
You know,
while we're on air,
we're here with Taylor Hicks, who I'm just a massive fan of his music. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break? Can we take a break and come back? Do you guys want to do another one? You can do whatever you want.
Sure.
Do you have another one?
Absolutely.
Do you know any other songs? Do you know any other songs?
This is the one I play. Absolutely,
okay.
We'll play.
So Taylor Hicks is here. We did not plan a second performance, so I'm going to give them a second to regroup, and we will come back with more Taylor Hicks in just a second. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week, and then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Go
on the Bobby Bones Show now.
Taylor Hicks.
Taylor, these guys next to you, how long have they been with you?
About 12 years and last night.
Just kidding. Oh, cool. Hey, congratulations. You guys meet at the bar?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, no, yeah. Stanton and I have been, we've been playing together off and on for about 7 years. So when he's not on the road with the Wallflowers or Jewel, and we try to mix and mingle and do some stuff.
Are you playing a lot of shows, Taylor, now?
I have been lately, yeah. You know, I try to probably do five or six a month, you know, without new music. I've got a Armed Forces Entertainment tour I'm doing over in the Middle East in March.
Dang, that's crazy.
I'm really excited about. We're doing 8 shows in a lot of the Middle Eastern countries on the bases, which I'm extremely excited about. You know, I've done some USO stuff, but the Armed Forces Entertainment also is a wonderful organization that puts artists and entertainers on the road to entertain the troops.
And you get an Instagram picture and a bulletproof vest, and that's legit.
Yeah!
That's always the one I wanted. I just don't want, it's like holding up a fish that you didn't catch. I never wanted to put one on and take a picture, and if I wasn't really using it.
Right.
So one day, I'm going to finally get to do that picture, you know? Taylor Hicks is here. He played his new song, Porch Swing, which it is out as of today. I want you guys to go check it out. It's such a great song. And we're finishing. I was like, hey, man, if you want to stick around and play something else, you can. So I don't know what you're going to play, what you're going to do here, but tell me, Taylor, what are we going to get into now?
This is a song about the road and love. And, you know, as all of us that are in entertainment or any type of business that has to travel, it can be tough on relationships. And this song has been around me for a long time, and it's out now, and it's we're building up to a big album release. I haven't done music in a long time, but this is every artist and every musician kind of understands what the road does to relationships sometimes. So this is a song called Six Strings Are Hard on Diamond Rings.
I see what you did there. All right, here we go. Taylor Hicks. Taylor Hicks. It's awesome.
So good.
That's a good one too, dude.
Well, I got more.
Yeah. Hey, so
classic.
Can you guys do for our audience who just tuned in? This is Taylor Hicks, by the way. You can follow him on Instagram at Taylor Hicks Official. I'm a massive, I've been a fanboy. I was standing Taylor Hicks before standing was even a thing, for those wondering. awesome. Could you do just the chorus again of Porch Swing, the song that is out today? Okay. Right, here we go. Such a jam.
Yeah. So good.
So here's what I'm going to do. That's just a really great song, too. I'm going to, maybe not this weekend, we may have it booked up, but the next weekend we do a national countdown show. I'm going to feature that in the national countdown show, that song. So, that's just also a really good song.
So good.
So also, I have...
Oh, this is awesome.
I know.
You have made...
Yeah, it's awesome.
You've made the Soul Patrol's day.
I know. By the way, I'm the leader of the Soul Patrol.
Yeah.
I have Jen Wayne from Runaway June. I'm going to FaceTime her real quick and just tell her the song's awesome. Cause see if she even answers.
You got to sing it to her, though. And
oh, yeah. She heard you sing it, like, with the instruments and stuff?
She's heard. She hasn't heard the final copy, though.
Hello, Jen. Hold on.
What are you doing?
Let me flip you over real quick. How do we do that? Boom. Nope, that's the wrong button. They just updated my iPhone, and now I don't want to flip it over anymore. Hold on. How about... Oh, got it. Got it. Boom. There it is. So I'm here with Taylor.
How's it going, love?
I texted her and said, hey, are you and Taylor still cool? That's literally what I texted her. Because sometimes, you know, if you wrote a song a long time ago, maybe you're not cool anymore.
We cool.
Yeah, she said,
so exciting.
She said that she loves you. And this song, Porch Swing, is really good. You remember writing it?
Yes. Anything he sings is going to be really good. He can sing the phone book.
Well, I'm going to play it on the National Countdown show. And then when he said he wrote it with you, I was like, well, I like it even more now. So are you playing golf or something right now?
I'm going to get 9 holes in before my
right.
The life of Jen Wayne. Golf, write music.
It's so annoying about her is that she can sing and she's like A-plus athlete. Like everything.
Oh my God.
It's just so, and she, it's so annoying. That's how we get her on the phone. So annoying. Anyway, was here with Taylor and just wanted to say hello and tell you that the song that you wrote with him, you guys crushed it and he sings it so wonderfully and that's all.
Thanks, Bobby. I miss you guys. Have fun there.
We will see you. We'll see you soon. We'll see Runaway June soon, and I hope you hit them good.
Okay, hit them straight.
Thanks,
all right.
Bye, love Jen.
There you go. Yeah, she's awesome, huh?
Yep, it's great.
She's awesome. Okay, look. Here we are. We've played some songs. I assume you don't know much about me, but I worked on American Idol for 4 years. I worked as the main on-camera mentor and taught them. Or whatever you do on that show, you know? I record 10 hours and they use 20 seconds of it.
Right.
You know, that's kind of how it worked over there. Because people will come up to me and be like, I know you from somewhere. Because I'm just randomly on things. I'm like, I know you. And it's weird to go, you probably know me from this. Do you get that? Or people, it may not be this. It could be the show, the food show. It could be, do people come up to you and not know where they know you, but they know you and they're like, are you my mailman? I don't know, does that ever happen?
Oh, yeah.
And how do you handle that if someone goes, I know you from somewhere? What do you say?
Well, sometimes you have fun with it, and you're like, I don't know. You know, what do you think? And so and then finally you say, I was on Idol, and they're like, oh, yeah, Taylor, woo!
Yeah, they said that to me. They're like, oh, were you on Judge Judy? No, I wasn't. I guess it wasn't me you were thinking about. Once I went to get ice cream at a place, and she was like, she pulled up her phone. And I saw her Google me. And she was like, no, that's not him. And then she put the phone down.
Oh. Really?
Because it was like a really good professional picture, and I guess it looked like crap that day. Look, Taylor Hicks is here. You're so good. That harmonica that you have, what key is that?
E, that's in the song E. I have an E, and then I've got probably 20 different keys.
That guy from Blues Traveler, he any good?
Love him. Yeah, he's different stylistically. He probably one of the more stylistic harmonica players in the world. He's a good friend. And
oh, you know him?
Yeah, yeah.
Popper. I was asking about his harmonica playing because he wears the vest while the harmonica's in it. Yeah. Do you Popper's have one of those?
Great, and a great writer, too. I mean, let's not forget. I mean, you know, he wrote The Hook and, you know, some of those really iconic hits, you know, of the early 90s.
I always wanted to play harmonica. Player. Taylor, I'm going to tell you a little story about me playing harmonica. I always wanted to play in Eddie, who is the other half of my comedy duo, mm-hmm. our comedy duo, The Raging Idiots. He goes, well, you can play harmonica. I said, no, I can't because they're good. He goes, no. Here's the easy way that they don't do because they're good, but you can do because you're crappy. So I think we played – what song did we play? It was like an old 80 – was it – that's what I like about you.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You really know how to dance. So he just gave me the harmonica in the key, and he goes, just blow in and out during the key, and it'll match the song completely, and everybody will think you're a harmonica player. And I was like, all right, let's give it a run. So we're on stage in front of like 5,000 people. And I've never played the harmonica in my life, except for just going that, right, with the harmonica. And so the whole song is in whatever key it was in. Eddie hands me a harmonica, goes, trust me on this. And there's the harmonica part in that song where it's, so I'm just, not really, I'm having like a seizure or something up there because I don't even know how to breathe. Right. And I put the harmonica on, and the crowd's going nuts because they think I'll just play, I just rocked the harmonica. And I was like, thank you, and I retired that day playing harmonica. 1-0. But that's not real harmonica.
You're
2-0. Well, that's not real harmonica. Like, where did you start? When did you start playing harmonica?
I started playing when I was about 14 or 15. But interestingly enough, I was an only child, and I bought my first harmonica at the Bessemer Flea Market in Alabama. I would not suggest buying your first harmonica at a flea market, by the way.
What did you catch? What disease? Go and tell us.
I can't say. I'm not going to disclose that. That's for the next single. But So I ended up actually playing off of very kind of non-traditional sounds. So I would like go by behind the air conditioner, and I would find the key that the air conditioner was in, and I would play off of the air conditioner. So the air conditioner was like, you know, then there wasn't anybody around to play music. So I would play off of air conditioners, airplanes, 18-wheeler rigs that would go down the road.
How are you hearing keys, though? Where did you learn music, or did it naturally come to you?
You know, I think it's just, you know, it's an ear thing for me. You know, that's all of these sounds, like, that's kind of, I didn't have a guitar or anything, so that's kind of how I learn. It's just very non-true. And I would play off to the radio, too, but if I didn't have a radio around, I would do, I would play off of mostly air conditioners.
So you
trains are usually air conditioners, or shameless plug, but they're an A. They're an A.
That's crazy.
So interesting.
I would. Oh, you would listen to the radio and just play along with songs like a drummer would.
Yeah, but you would. But the thing about harmonica though is that you have to, you know, you have to be in the right key. So you have the thing about harmonica playing is chromatic is the big fat one that Stevie Wonder used, where you could click in and out of the keys. But just, you know, just kind of traditional harmonica playing. You have a lot of keys. So that's the reason why we were talking about Popper with the belts and stuff, mm-hmm. is because you have to find the key. So
show, you have, what do you have there in your hand? I just want to hear the difference as a little audience
E,
here.
So okay. This is an E.
I definitely got the blues from that. Let me hear what I have now.
And then this is an E flat.
Now I'm even sadder.
God, that sounds like Roseanne.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah.
So, as a harmonica player, do you have to learn? Do you ever learn melodies and play like a lead melody of a song, or are you kind of just jumping around with like a jazz player?
Well, it's kind of like a jazz thing for me, but yeah, sometimes I'll have to find, you know, like. Like a Love, Let Me Do, some of those lines. And, you know, hey, baby, I wanna. you know, those kinds of lines. But for me, I just kind of dig in, because I'm singing, I kind of just dig into the solo a little bit.
I wanted to wear one of those things where you put it on your neck with a harmonica in it and do a whole show with it but never actually play it. Just make people think the whole time I'm going to go to it, but I never do. I was like, wouldn't that be hilarious if I just wear it the whole time, big harmonica, and never even address it. And then I'm like, thank you guys, good night. That's my kind of comedy,
well,
right there.
You know, I've actually thought about having a giant one and then having a little bitty one, like right here, so it makes it looks like we're playing like an.
Oh, so you put a little one behind it? We can't see, but it's a mess.
And you just kind of come out and waddle with it.
I like it. And you put on those big sunglasses at the same time. They're oversized. Man,
see?
That would be awesome.
See.
Okay, look, we've done it all. Taylor Hicks, he's got a new song out today called Port Swing that's amazing, that we're also going to feature in a national countdown. You played the second song. Let me see if I remember the title. Six Strings and Diamond. Ooh, I'm close.
Diamond Rings.
What's it called? Six Strings and
Six
what?
Six Strings and Diamond.
Oh, I had it.
You did.
I thought it was like they're hard on diamond, or it's bad.
Six
for
Strings are hard on Diamond Rings.
Hard on Diamond Rings.
That's the hook.
You just said the word. Never mind.
Okay.
Easy.
Also, I'll say too, both songs, they're sort like both of them, I was picturing the whole story the whole time you were singing, and I was following you along. I mean, I don't know if I had the narrative right in my head, but.
What's funny is, coincidentally, I'm going to follow him along after this, see where he lives. I'm going to follow him home. I'm Soul Patrol, leader of the Soul Patrol.
That's right. Right here in Nashville.
Okay, quickly, uncomfortable questions from listeners. Question number one. How old was Taylor when he was on American Idol? Because your hair was already gray. You went gray early, huh?
Yeah, 16.
You went gray at 16?
Yeah, I had people pluck them out of my head in class, actually.
Your parents?
They were probably, yeah, my whole family's like...
Gray early?
White, yeah.
And did you ever think I'm going to dye my hair?
No. Although they wanted me to on Idol.
Those idiots.
I mean, they were like...
Oh. You know,
you should... And then I had a manager that...
Wow.
At one point in time, Jordan Feldstein, who was... Maroon 5's manager passed, loved him to death. He, and this is a great idea too, and I mean, I guess I'll give it away, but he wanted me to dye it pink for October for breast cancer awareness, which I'm totally down to do.
And it would be easier to do because it's already light.
Yeah, it's already light.
I dyed my hair pink.
I'm like two shades from pink already, so, you know, I mean, that's, but no, they wanted me to dye it on Idol, but I didn't want to do it.
Question two, would Taylor Hicks sing at my wedding for 20 grand?
Anything's possible.
Hey.
That's a good answer.
Kevin Garnett said it best.
Hey, anything's possible.
Okay.
You have to go through my agent, Bobby.
How tall is Taylor Hicks?
6'1".
What about without your shoes?
5'6".
Yeah, exactly. Okay, look.
Entertainment.
That's it. Everyone, go check out, go follow Taylor Hicks at Taylor Hicks Official. The new song is Porch Swing. You guys, everybody awesome. You guys sounded great. It's been a lot of fun for me. And... anything from you guys before we go?
No. Thank you. It was great.
It was great. Thanks. Put one of those Apple AirTags on his car, so I know exactly where he goes after this, so I can track him. Otherwise, Taylor, congratulations on a great performance and a new song, and hopefully we will see you soon, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is. Taylor Hicks, everybody. Back in a minute. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Coming up half hour or so, Jody Messina will be on. It's Carolina, Tales California.
Tales California.
Somewhere greener, somewhere warmer. Up in the mountains, down by the ocean.
It don't matter.
Long as we're going somewhere together. I got a quarter. Heads Carolina, tails California. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Keep going.
She's coming on a little bit. Dr. Phil had an episode where a woman spent $4,000 so she could get married to herself.
Huh.
She's 30 years old. She wanted to learn how to love herself, so she did. And then she married herself with 9 bridesmaids. They must be crazy, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they support that.
Yep.
I don't know how it's viewed as legal. And maybe it was just a $4,000 party.
Yeah.
But she paid $4,000. And I don't know if she can divorce herself. Like, there's a lot of questions I have.
Oh, man.
But I'm not going to spend any time thinking about it as soon as the segment's over. I just saw it and thought it was ridiculous because I saw a teaser clip for it.
Yeah, I don't think it's illegal.
Coming up on Dr. Phil, she spent $4,000.
It is legal and recognized throughout the U.S.
No way.
To marry yourself?
No yep. way.
Since self-solemnizing removes the need to hire an officiant, it makes a lot of sense for adventurous couples.
That means now, that's if you not marry that, yourself, like about? No,
no, you can marry yourself as in
minister.
Without a priest. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Like marry yourself like
You can be the preacher.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Marry. Well, I typed. I googled.
Anyway, that's from Unilad. Oh, we're coming back with Amy's pile of stories next. He starts going adventurous couples.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Well, it's Monday, so it's the perfect time to talk about a trend. Bare Minimum Monday is what it's being called. And it is what it sounds like. You go to work and you only do what you really have to do. There's a TikToker named Marissa Joe, and she's made it popular. And she said she just does the least amount of work necessary so she can get by that day. And it helps her start the week off so she's not as stressed on a Sunday going into Monday.
You know, I hate copycats. Lunchbox has been doing bare minimum every day.
Every day.
For every day for a long time. And here she is trying to make a name off of what you've been doing.
Yeah, and she uses on TikTok and, oh, it's all of a sudden popular. Shoot, I mean,
you've been doing that for
How many years?
20 years.
Exactly. And people are like, oh, you're so lazy. But this person gets called creative.
Right. This person all of a sudden's breaking new.
Yeah. She's a trendsetter. Yeah, hello. Yeah.
The real influencer is right here named Lunchbox.
That's right. That's why I'm on Facebook right
Bare
now.
Bare minimum every day. Mm-hmm.
Yes. She says it can help us prioritize our well-being over our productivity.
I agree.
He agrees.
Mental health is very important.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you, Amy. What else?
Women scientists are saying we need to rebrand the term mom brain. And I agree. But this, if you're a man or anything else, it's more of just anything negative that is associated to certain thoughts that you have. It gets ingrained in you, and then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you think you're going to have mom brain, then you're going to have more and more mom brain. You're going to forget more things because that's what you're expecting of yourself during this season of life.
My wife hates when someone is called Mr. Mom. Because, and there's even that song by Lone Star that's Mr. Mom, where it's like, clean the house, help the kids. She goes, no, that's not called Mr. Mom. That's called being a good dad.
Yeah, that's right. True.
She goes, that's not called Mr. Mom. Stop calling yourself Mr. Mom. You're not doing mom stuff. You're doing good parent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always like, that's pretty good.
Yeah, like one time I said, I got to like babysit my kids.
That's
and
it.
I'm like, that's not, I'm a dad. Yeah. I should be watching my
funny.
Kids.
That's
out of my mouth, I was literally about to say, one thing that's annoying to me is when guys say they have to babysit their kids.
Yeah, done it.
Because did that happen on this show?
I don't know.
It happens in life.
No, did you say babysit the kids
Maybe,
on the show?
Probably.
I would have decided, look at Eddie going home and babysitting his kids. I wouldn't have thought anything of it.
Bones, I can't play tonight. I got to babysit my kids, dude.
That's so funny. And I would have been like, okay, yeah, I get it, Eddie.
And absolutely not. You're not babysitting your
kids.
You're
just being a dad.
Exactly. So Luke Combs, speaking of being a dad, he says that becoming a father has made him feel like a kid again. He's got this new joy. And simply looking at a photo of his son Tex can instantly improve his mood. So then it made me curious too, just with you, I know you're not a dad, but do you have anything you can look at that just instantly boosts your mood?
Oh no, let's take a look into my picture folder and see if there's anything that makes me feel good. I'm just gonna go from the very back side of the last pictures I took, library, all photos. Okay. Photo one, me and the guys from For King and Country.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't boost my mood, but I like those guys. Their real last name is Smallbone, and my last name is Bones. So we have a text thread. Every Thursday, we say, what's up, family? And we talk for a little bit and move on.
You three do? That's funny.
Because they're Smallbone and I'm Bone. So, but that one doesn't make me feel too great. I do have a picture here of this one makes me feel good. The NBA Finals on 2K, on PlayStation 5, PS5. I don't call it PlayStation 5, but PS5.
Sure.
So I beat Andrew in the finals, and I won the championship.
He's the champ, guys.
Oh.
And so my team's the Nashville Nibblers. I moved him from the Utah Jazz, mm-hmm. to the Nashville Nibblers. And he's the Timberwolves, and I whooped him in the finals. And you know what? Looking at this picture, I'm on the final. I'm feeling pretty happy.
All right.
I made this my screensaver.
You did just
I don't even need a baby. I just like my video games.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Carson Waters is a 15-year-old who loves basketball, so he has Down syndrome, so he's not going to play on the team. But he asks the coach, hey, can I help out? So he's the equipment manager, gets to practice a little bit with the players all season long. And then last game of the year, coach looks down at the end of the bench and says, Carson, go check in the game. Let's go. Puts him in the game. They put him down by the hoop. Time's running down. They pass him the ball. Carson lays it in off the backboard. It goes in. Woo! The crowd goes crazy.
I love those videos.
Crazy.
That's awesome.
And you want to hear about his mom? Here's his mom and coach talking about it.
Seeing him go in and the look on his face when they called him into the game because he didn't know it was going to happen was just, I can't even describe it. He loves to hype up the crowd. That's his favorite thing to do, whether he's playing or not. So that was really exciting.
He's very deserving of it, and he took it with stride. He went in there, he pumped up the crowd, and he made a basket.
You know, sometimes when this happens, they'll put people in, and they don't make their first shot, but I like it when the other team rebounds and then hands it back to them.
Oh, that's the best.
It's awesome.
Here you go, take another one.
These are great videos. I love them all. It's like a military member coming home and surprising.
Yeah.
I love those, and then I love these kind of videos, too. Dang, that's it. Okay, anything else?
No, that's it, man.
Making sure. You never know.
2 points. Good stat. He's 100% on the year.
There we go.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.